Hey, y'all. Love Talk
Radio.
Man, every time that gets me. Welcome back to College Girl Weekly. As always, I'm Caroline, and this week we will be talking about TV shows. So I don't really have a TV, and I don't watch shows weekly, but I love TV shows, and I do watch a lot of shows on Hulu and Netflix, and I have an Amazon Prime account, so I watch a lot of my shows there, too. And just generally online, I enjoy watching TV shows. I like that I can sit there for 20 minutes and see something that I like and not have to be invested in it for 2 hours. So today I thought I would go over some of my favorite TV shows. And again, these are in no particular order. And all of the opinions stated in the show are that just their opinions. They're not, you don't have to accept them as truth. So let's begin without further ado. So the first show I want to mention is Supernatural, and what I'm going to be doing is giving a little bit of a description for each show and then go into why I like it personally. So Supernatural, two brothers go hunting for what killed their mom and end up fighting and killing all kinds of supernatural beings on the way, but eventually the story gets a little bit convoluted and crazy involving heaven and hell. There's a war, and but the show is really good, but I did feel a little bit like I got really obsessed and really drawn in super quick, and that I couldn't stop watching, but I haven't finished the 10th season or started the 11th season because I feel like it got a little too crazy for me, but I have to say I'm missing my boys, so I might have to go back because Jensen Ackles is bae and he is beautiful and I love him. So I might have to go back and keep watching just to see his beautiful face every day. So, but I love that show, and I felt like it was a good storyline. It was different. It wasn't the same shit that you see on every fucking channel. So I loved it. And like I said, I might go back. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I haven't decided whether or not I want to go back and watch it again. So that one's a good one. So number two is called Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. And it is a relatively new show. They just finished their first season, I would say, in the fall. And it is amazing. If you have a deep appreciation for music, like I do, then you're going to love it. But basically the main plot is that this washed-up rock star from the 70s finds out that he has a daughter who is about 20 or so, and that she really wants to be in the music business and she wants to be an artist. And so he hears her sing, and she's absolutely amazing. So he goes on this journey of helping her become a musician and whatever. It's a comedy, and it's PG-13. Maybe even R. I wouldn't suggest your children watch it, but it is a really good show. I know my mom really likes it, so a lot of times if we're watching it, I'll be at school watching it, she'll be at home watching it, and we'll text back and forth and say, like, oh, did you see that? Did you see that? Whatever. So we live text the entire event, but the main star of the show is Elizabeth Gills, who is on that show, I don't remember what it's called, with Ariana Grande on Nickelodeon, and she is the main star. She has an absolutely amazing voice. I don't even think anybody knew she had this amazing of a voice, but it is gorgeous. And, so the show is good laughs, and it's like a really funny spoof of the music industry. And coming from somebody who studies music industry, I can accurately tell you that. That's a good one. They're in the middle of recording their second season, so when that comes out, I'll be sure to let everybody know. So my next one is Parks and Recreation, which is one of my favorite shows of all time because, like some other shows, it just has a really good cast, and there's something in every character that you can relate to, regardless of who you are, what you do, or whatever. But basically, if you don't know what it's about, watch it now because you're missing out, number one. And two, it's about the Parks and Recreation Department in Pawnee, Indiana, and all the shit that happens there, and all of the crazy stuff, and the problems, and just general government jokes. And I find myself channeling Leslie Knope on the daily, literally on the daily. She is amazing. All the characters are amazing. And it's just a spoof on government in general because it's ridiculous. And it's hilarious. And there's enough seasons where you can actually just go back and watch the whole thing. I'm on my third go around of the series because I love it that much. I've seen it three times. And yeah, like I said, you can find yourself in every character, which is what I love. And it's kind of like The Office, but I personally think it's better. I wasn't such a fan of The Office. I don't think I love Steve Carell enough to watch that. Oh, wait, was he in that? I don't know, but I watched a couple episodes of The Office, and it just didn't thrill me the way Parks and Rec did. But yeah, so that is number three. Again, in no particular order, so really it's just number three on my list. Okay, so next is Jessica Jones, which is a Netflix original, and it is the most amazing show in this new feminist and women empowering age, which I don't know why it took so long to get here, but it is a show about this woman who has been burdened with the superpower of strength and how she lives her daily life as a private eye and the whole show deals with depression and sexual abuse and anxiety, addiction, all these real problems, and they deal with them in a very real way. And it is amazing, and I love it, and I'm so excited for them to start filming the second season. I'm so excited to see more about it. And, again, this is something that I wouldn't suggest watching with your children, although I did watch it with my mom, so I guess I can't really talk too much. I watched it originally because my sister told me to, and it was the most amazing thing, and I quickly went through the season. I think I went through the whole first season, which is like 15 episodes in, I'm going to say, 3 days, because it was disgusting, and I was so obsessed with it, and I loved it. So I went through it really quick, and then I told my mom about it, and she was like, well, I want to watch. So we watched the first episode, and she kind of just got stuck in the story too, so we watched it. We watched the whole series together. So it is all of the feminist opinions everybody should have, and it's interesting. So let's take a quick break, and when we get back, I'll tell you the next 6 shows I love, and yeah, we'll keep going from there.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When hurricane winds are gusting? When floodwaters reach your door? Or a blizzard blocks all the roads? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
When you get older, plainer, saner, soil of expectations in your mind.
Okay, guys, welcome back. That song was by the artist LP and is called Lost on You. Again, those links are in the description, as are all of our social media links. And today we are talking about College Girl Weekly's favorite TV shows. So I've already gone through about four of them, and those have been Supernatural, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, Parks and Rec, and Jessica Jones. So we're going to go through a couple more, but I really want to know what your favorite shows are. So please, please comment and message and email and let us know what your favorite TV shows are so that I can watch them, because I want to have more TV to watch. So the next show I'm going to go through is called Younger, and it has Sutton Foster, who is a Broadway actress, and Hilary Duff in it, and it is a TV Land original show. And it is amazing. Also, another show that I watch with my mom, in conjunction with my mom, where she watches it there and I watch it here, and we text back and forth. Basically, the show is about this 40-year-old woman who is getting a divorce, and she has this teenage daughter who went away to college. And so she's kind of feeling lost in her life. She's trying to get back into her career, and nobody will hire her. So somebody in a bar mistakes her for being 26, and she gets this brilliant idea with the help of, from her friend, to go back and fake her entire life and pretend to be 26. And she gets the job, and about how she manages to keep the secret that she's actually 40 when she thinks she's 26, when everybody else thinks she's 26. I love this show because it's an interesting topic. It hasn't really been done before. Or at least hasn't been played out before. And I really love Sutton Foster, and I love Hilary Duff, so it was a good cast. And I felt like it was just it was something that I could watch as almost, you know, in my 20s. I could appreciate it, and my mom could appreciate it. It was like had to do with all ages, so it was good. Yeah, I really love it. It's on TV Land on Wednesday nights. So... yeah, everybody should go watch it. It's really good. Okay, so next is the Skins series, and not the U.S. version, the UK version, because the US version just kind of ripped them off and it wasn't as good. So the UK version, and I only like the first and second generations, because after that it kind of just went haywire. And also I felt like I had such a strong connection to the first two that then when the third one came, it was kind of just like, oh, all right, I can't get this invested again. So I stopped watching. But the first two, basically this show is about a group of teenage kids and how they live their life and the parties they go to and all the shit they have to go through. So it happened, the first generation was a group of six kids and their struggles and their life in England. And then the second generation was the little sister of one of the first generation's people and her group of friends. So it was just later on in this in life. And it was the same in in England. And, yeah, it was a good show. It was a good show. And all the people are awesome and awesome actors. And I got so invested in the show. It was ridiculous. But it's an awesome show, so everybody should go watch it if you can. I don't know where you can watch that at this point in time. I remember it being on Netflix. Don't know if it's still there. It might still be there. They might have taken it off. I don't remember. But everybody should go try and find that. So my next show is Vampire Diaries. I know this sounds so teenage girl to say, but I love that show because it wasn't really about the vampires for me. I never really got too hard into that, but it was just a good show. It was not something that everybody was doing. I mean, it was a little bit because, like, Twilight had just came out when they started doing that, so it was, like, a little bit part of the vampire generation, but I felt like they did it in a really classy way-ish. I mean, as classy as you can be when you're talking about vampires. And who doesn't love a good set of brothers? I mean, you know, hot brothers, what everybody wants. So between Supernatural and Vampire Diaries, it looks like I have an obsession with brothers that are attractive. But I promise you, that's not really how it is. I just really like the show, and I like it did get a little crazy, so I kind of have toned back my watching it. I don't watch it, like, every week or anything like that, but I like to binge watch that one. It's one of my faves. So let's move right along. Friends, obviously Friends is one of the best shows ever in history, and I have seen the entire series. There's 10 seasons, and I've seen all 10 seasons at least 4 times in my life. So amazing, amazing, amazing show. Love it. The best group of people ever, and it's literally what I want my life to look like. So I'm jealous that they got that. But, yeah, so that's a good show, too. Orphan Black is my next show, which is a BBC original, and it is awesome. Basically, it's about this girl who sees somebody jump in front of a train in the city, and she goes and finds her purse, looks in her wallet, and it's the same person. It's her. Literally, her ID looks exactly like her. So she goes to her house, and she finds out that they are clones. She goes through this entire thing, and then it turns out that there's more clones, and it's not just her and this other girl. It's a crazy show, and it is absolutely awesome. Everybody should go watch it. It's not something that you can just sit down and watch, and, like, you kind of have to pay attention to it, but if you're looking for a really good, like, sci-fi thriller, drama, hot people, then this is it. This is the show for you. It's so, so good. Okay, so my last show, I promise I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to use any, like, realistic or reality TV or, like, anything like that, but I can't leave my boys out. So Property Brothers is number 10. And the crush that I have on Jonathan Scott, I think, is so sad, but I love him so much. I could watch him work all day. I love it. I love the show because I like the way that they basically take you to somewhere that you absolutely love, and then they're like, no, you can't have this. I like that. I like how they design the houses, and I just like watching them banter. I just think it's the cutest thing I've ever seen, and I love that show. And I told myself and all my friends that helped me with this podcast that I wasn't going to talk about them, but I just can't leave them out. So that officially makes me really creepy because it's the third show on the list of 10 shows that I watch that have a set of really attractive brothers. But you know what? What are you going to do? Sometimes families are just attractive, you know? So, yeah. So that's my list. I'm going to go through it really quick right now. It's basically Supernatural, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, Parks and Rec, Jessica Jones, Younger, Skins, Vampire Diaries, Friends, Orphan Black, and Property Brothers. So everybody go, get on your Netflix, get on your Hulu, get on your Amazon Prime, and watch these shows, and then message me what your favorite shows are, because I want to have more TV to watch. I want to watch your favorite shows. So let me know. As always, we have our website, which is college-girl-weekly.weebly.com. We have our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a Tumblr. We have SoundCloud. We have a Blog Talk Radio. And now we have a Twine, which is a new type of, I don't want to say social media, but it is a new type of listening. So everybody go check that out. As always, we have our email, which is just college.girl.weekly@gmail.com. All of our links and all of the links to today's artists are in the show description. And, yeah, check us out. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, so we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. So stay tuned for that and have a good week.